Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for the holy neshama of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, whose Torah we're going to be learning, and whose yahrzeit is this Shabbos, Zayin Kislev, Tovshin Ayin Ches. Interestingly enough, last year it also came out on Zayin Kislev. Something about Zayin Kislev. It says in the sixth parasha, Vayetzi Yaakov Mevir Sheva Vayelech Chorona. Maisa Ava Simen Labonim. Until parashas Vayetzi, the anhaga was to pave the way for the children when they're in Eretz Yisrael. And when Yaakov Avinu left from Be'er Sheva, now he's paving the way for his children in Golus. In order to understand the Derech of Golus of Yaakov, we first have to understand the Madrega of Yaakov and the Madrega of Esav, and the contrast between them. And I've been living in Eretz Yisrael now for Baruch Hashem over 30 years, and sometimes I have to look for a word in English, and sometimes I have to look for a word in Hebrew. It just doesn't come in a second. So if I don't have English or Hebrew, what language do I have? And the answer, of course, is Amharic. So we have to understand Yaakov's Madrega, Esav's Madrega, the contrast between the two Madregas. And understand the Golus of Yaakov Avinu. It says in the Mishnah, Antigonus Yisocho, Meratu Kavodim Misham Shem Esarav Amenas Lekabel Pras. Ela Yukavodim Misham Shirav Shaloy Amenas Lekabel Pras. You should not be like a Vodim who served the Rav in order to get a prize. Rather, you should be like a Vodim who served the Rav in order not to get a prize. Not in order to get a prize. The Amunah and the Borei Olam is built on Schar V'Onesh. And from them come Amuna and Ashgacha Pratis. Person's mamin by Ashgacha Pratis when he sees Schar V'Onesh. So why is the Tana negating the sinyan of Schar V'Onesh? That's how you see there's a God in the world, among other ways. And not only that, if a person doesn't go deep into the union of Schar V'Onesh, he's very far away from the Amuna and Ashgacha Pratis. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? So there are two in Yonam of Kfira. One is Kfir and Hashgacha Pratis, that even though you believe God is up there, he's high in the sky, Rama Kol Goyim Hashem, nevertheless such a person removes the Hashgacha from the Tachtoinim. And that's the regular type of Kfira, that he said God is up there in the heavens, God is all exalted, God is high up there, but he's not down here. Kfir of Hashgacha Pratis. There's also a second type of Kfira between the Olam HaTachton and the Olam HaSel Yoinim, that even though he believes in Hashgacha, but he doesn't believe that the Maisim of a person have a Kesher and Hashba to all the worlds, and this is a horrific Kfira. This is Kfira b'Hashgacha Pratis and Kfira b'Kesher Shebein Olam Atachdoin L'Olam Asel Yonim. And these two Kfiras are the Klipas of Yishmael in Edom. The Klip of Yishmael is the first Kfira Les Din V'Les Dayin. And that's what it says, there's no judge and there's no judgment, Rachman Litzlan. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, V'yeper Adam Yodav HaKov Yad Kolbo. He's going to be a wild animal. His hand's going to be in everything, and the hand of everything's going to be in him. That he was Poel, whatever he wanted, as if there's no Manig Labira. And that's in contrast to Avraham Avinu, who said, "Afshe labira b'loy mani, can this building not have a leader? Can this world not have a master, a creator?" And until Avraham lo yam yishikra adan atshab Avraham kra adan, until Avraham Avinu, nobody called him master, until Avraham Avinu came and called him master, that he's the master of all deeds, master of everything. So Yishmael is kaifer, he's this para adam. He does whatever he wants, whatever is chemid libo. That's saying that there's no din, there's no dayin, there's no hashgacha pratis, I can do vos ich vil, whatever I want. Esav is the opposite of Yishmael, I believe in hashgacha pratis, but he was kaifer b'metzias hakesher b'achibur shalom v'sal yoinim. He was kaifer in the kesher between this world and the upper worlds. And that's what it means in the pasuk when it says, hinei anochi olech lamus. He was kaifer b'chaim shalachem, I was going to die anyway, what is this going to help me? Because there's no kesher between this world and the upper world, there's no life after death. And that's in contrast to Yaakov Avinu, Ishtam Yashiv Ohalim, who believes in Ashkacha Pratis and the Ashpa of the Masim of the Tachtonim, the lower worlds, and the Olam Sel Yoinim. And that's what it means, Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso. Chevel's a rope. It's Ma'achid, all the Olamas. That's what Yaakov does. Yaakov believes that all of our Ma'isim have Ashpa in all the Olamas, the lower worlds, the upper worlds, all the worlds. And also in his dream, Yaakov Avinu saw Sulam Utsavarza Varosha Magia Shemaim. He saw this ladder, which was on the ground, but its head reached the heavens. And therefore, Esav is Mekayin in the mitzvah of Kibudov, because he believed in Ashgacha Pratis, with Nitzchar Voinesh. He believed that person punished. He believed that the Nitzchar. So he kept Kibudov, and therefore, it's right to be Mechabed, his father who brought him into the world. Because there is Ashgacha, and it's the right thing to do. He just doesn't believe in the connection between the upper and lower worlds. Shteit Medrash. Rabbi Parshas Samach Gimel, Rashi brings in Chumash that Esav asked Yitzchak, Dad, Abba, how are you Maaser? How do you take Maaser off Tevan, off straw? And how do you take Maaser off the Melach, off the salt? And therefore Yitzchak loved Esav Kitzayit Befiv. He captured him with his mouth. So how did he fool Yitzchak? What was he trying to tell Yitzchak? What was the trick Esav was using this Shaila? So the Indian is that there are two types of Kedusha. There's Kedusha Saaretz, Kedusha Saaretz Yisrael, and Kedusha Kinyan. And because of this, there's a Mais Mitzvah of Maiser and Truma and other Mitzvahs, Luyas Baretz. Because their Kedusha flows from the fact that they grow from the land, the Holy Land, the place of Izgalas HaShchineh. Eretz Yisrael is Bechinas Shemayim, and all the other lands are Bechinas in Chutz Laaretz, are Bechinas Saaretz. And the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael flows from these kashrus of Eretz Yisrael to all of the Olamos. And everything is drawn to Eretz Yisrael, all the Kedusha from Meromim, Meromim, Atachton, Shebetachtonim. And Esav, Gloipnisht, Esav didn't believe in Kedusha that comes from this Hishtalshalus, from the upper worlds to the lower worlds. And therefore for him, what was Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael was like Allah Aratzis, like Ander Aratzis, like all the other lands. And therefore, there's no mitzvah of Maaser and Shuru Mitzad Gidulon Min Haaretz. Ein mitzvah shel Maaser v'Truma. From the fact that they grow from the land, he didn't believe in the Kedusha of the land. And therefore he said, why don't you take Maaser off Melach? Even though Melach doesn't do like Karka, doesn't grow from the ground. He says, what's in the ground of Eretz Yisrael and every other ground? So if you're ready taking Maaser off fruit, so take Maaser off salt also. There's no Kedusha in the land, because the Kedusha of the land is Mishtalshel from the upper worlds. It flows down from the upper worlds, and he didn't believe in that kesher. And also Tevan, which is Gedulei Karka, but you don't have to be Ma'aser because it's only Psoles, it's the waste. And Psoles is no Kedusha, but Esav said, hey, there's no Kedusha in Eretz Israel either, you're taking Ma'aser off that, so just take Ma'aser off the Tevan as well. But Yitzchak was Mizboinen on the good side of Esav, and he saw his Sairus for Chi of Ma'aser Ksafim that comes from Kinyan and Kedusha Saguv. That this Inyan of Maaser also relates to the Maaser Ksafim, which is, comes from the Kinyanim of Kedusha Saguf. That's going to be Mizgali De Yankov V'chol Asher Titein Li Aser Asrenu Lach. Everything you give me, I'm going to take Maaser off of. And the Kedusha of Kinyanei Aguf is going to be Mizgala after the Gilu of Kedusha Saaretz. After Yaakov saw the Sulam Utsavarat of Rosh HaMagia Shemaimam, which is Bechinas Kedushas HaKesher, between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the Olam HaSel Yonim, then was revealed the Kedusha Ma'aser Ksafim and Kedusha Saguf, that as long as there wasn't a Gilui of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't a Gilui of Kedushas Saguf, Kedushas Ksafim. Because Kedushas Saguf, this Kedushas Kinyan, from which comes Kedushas Ksafim, the holiness of the money of the Jews, comes from the light of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It starts with Kedushas Eretz, it starts with the Shtashos and the Olam HaSel Yonim to Olam HaTachtonim. And then it also goes and it extends to our Kinyanim. And therefore Esav, who was Misrachik Miyankov, didn't feel neither Kedushas Eretz nor Kedushas Saguf. And all of his Shailas were just Renia, was his falsehood, Ube'emes Kedushas Kinyan Aguf. The holiness of the Kinyan Aguf, and that there's a yachas between the koine and the Kinyan, that when you buy something it becomes holy by virtue of the fact that it belongs to you, a Yid, is only shach by the Yidin. V'lo b'shara amim. And that's what it says in the Gemara above Mitzvah Mem Zayin Amud Beis Dvar Tarmos Konos Lisrael Lakam B'mishicha. Only by Jews, kesef is a Kinyan. By goyim, they have to draw it into their possession. But by Jews, kesef is a kinyan, because kesef isn't shaykh ba'akum, because they're not, they don't, because kesef is a pure kinyan. Kesef is a pure maisa kinyan. Meshichas haras bailus. Meshichas shows that it's yours. But it's not an actual kinyan. A pure kinyan is kesef. Mashenkein meshicha, which is haras bailus, it's showing it's yours. That's the nature of that kinyan. But kesef is a pure kinyan. It's not showing that it's yours, doing a physical act. But rather, it becomes yours just by giving kesef. That's a classic kinyan. So that only applies to the Jews, not to the goyim, because the goyim have no shaychus. They don't have a real kinyan. They don't extend. Their kedusha doesn't extend to what they own. And even according to the Mandamar Bakum, kesef Yisrael b'mishicha, you have to say the kinyan kesef Bakum is only haras rishus and bailus. That's showing that it's theirs by giving the money. I'm giving you money for this. I'm showing it's mine. But they don't really have a spiritual kesher to what they own. And with this yisod, brilliant, we can answer the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi and Siman Chavav from a goyim, Rav Avram Broide, who said that Gezel Akum is only Asa Darabanan because Los Sigzol in the Torah is given to the Jews, and therefore Los Sigzol in the Torah doesn't apply to Akum, not to Bnei Noach. Frak the Chacham Tzvi, where do you get this from, Rav Avram Broide? Maybe when the Torah says Los Sigzol, it's saying us don't steal from Akum. So how do you know that Los Sigzol is only in Asa Darabanan and it's not in Asa Daraisam? Ubemis is a tumiatsuma pshita that the Torah could be saying very easily that it's telling us not to steal from anybody. So the answer is that the yisod of lava lo sigzol is la seis kinyan prati lekol echad, because la shem aratzum aloya, everything belongs to God. But the Torah says in this lav that you have a schus kinyan prati. The Torah is makna this thing to you, and it gave you this kinyan prati. And since the Torah was given to the Jewish people, Mimela Akum don't have this schus, and therefore there's no Isser Gezel, Midirais, only Midirabonon, because they don't have an inherent kesher to what they own, and therefore Midiraisa, it's not usher to steal it, just Midirabonon, the rabbis ushered it, but Midiraisa, since they don't have a kinyan prati, it really belongs to God, there's no Isser of Gezel, Midiraisa. And that's what it says, Vayikasher Rayankiv Israchel, etc., Vestoin Lovan, Achi Imoi, when he saw Yaakov, when Yaakov saw Rachel and the son of Lovan, his mother's brother, in other words, Gilovin was a goy. He doesn't have a kinyan prati and a yachas gufni. He doesn't have any physical relationship with what he buys or spiritual. Nevertheless, since he was achi imoy, he was his mother's brother. He had a little bit of a kinyan because of the shaychus to binyan beis Israel. They love and becholzut was shaykh. He's all of our great grandfathers, right? Because of Rachel and Leah. So love and had a shaykhus to binyan beis Israel. He was Rivka's brother. He was Rachel and Leah's father. He had a shaykhus. Therefore, he says here, love and achimo. He had a shaykhus to Rivka. And therefore, there's even before Yaakov married Rachel and Leah. So, since Lavan had a shaychus, you can say Lavan achi imo, that it belongs to the brother of his mother, that the brother of his mother, because mitzvah that he is a kesher to Yisrael, he has a kesher kinyani in this tzon, but not for that, he wouldn't have a kesher at all. And therefore it says, V'yidu Yaakov neder leimor, etc. V'chol asher titen liyatzer, etzvan ad Yaakov made a neder, he's going to give ma'aser. He was makir b'salus ashu Yisrael. And then he has a yachas of kedusha to his kinyan, and therefore he's mischayiv ma'aser k'saf, v'chol asher titen li. He's medayik in the word li, that from here on in he's going to have a kinyan prati. And he's also coming to be a ma'id akum, that in mekan be'ilech, they don't have kedusha sa'aretz, they don't have a kinyan prati. And therefore he's makapo kol eretz Yisrael tachtav. He folded, so to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, all of Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu. Called Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Mizgala Dafka through Yisrael, and therefore it's called Eretz Yisrael, that without Yisrael there's no Kedusha. And it's an Eretz, Kamo Kol Aratzais. And therefore, he was Makab all of Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu, with that he was Makadesh all of Eretz Yisrael for Kedusha Yoina, and he was Megala everything Ganus in it, and that's the Kenyan that the Jews have in Eretz Yisrael. So their Kedusha extends to Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Kinyan. And that's what it says, V'yidar Yaakov neder, V'ayashem li l'elokim. Yaakov made a neder that of God is my God. Shem Havaya Baruch Hu denotes the kasher and the chibur between the olamos. The Dalet Yoseos are the arba olamos. Atzilus Yitzia Bria Nasiya. Ulamalmi said is the kotzer shel yud, the top of the yud. That's the gavoya me'al gavoya, and therefore he said that shem that's lila lokim. Hashgacha pratis. That shame is going to be to me lelokim. There's going to be hashgacha pratis, and he wanted to be machnia the two klipas, the klipa of Yishmael and the klipa of Edom. How are you machnia both klipos? Because when it says yeah lelokim, that is hashgacha pratis. That's machnia the klipa of Yishmael. And when he says shem yudke vavke, that's machnia the klipa of Esav, because that's in all the olamos. That shows the connection between all the olamos. So we're not finished yet with Siyata Dishmaya. We have more to say about this. So Mirat Hashem, in the next shir, B'li Neder, Hashem should give us the koch and the moch and the financial means. And the next shir, we will continue with this line of thought and see more neflos. Mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.